Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, well, well.
The day has come.
Kirby, I have some big news.
Give it to me, sister.
Once I am finished nursing my child, I am ready to get some Bobo.
I will be there guiding you throughout the journey.
It's like when, you know, Matt is by my side pushing out my children. You will be by my side.
Yes.
To hold my hand, coach me through it, breathing.
As you get that botulinum toxin right in that face.
Like, I have to go to Dr. Sam, right?
Oh, yeah. She would not want you to see anybody else. We will be going to Dr. Sam together. Okay, so why? I see your beautiful face. I don't think anything needs to be touched.
Okay, well.
But why are you thinking about it?
So I feel like in the last few years, I've definitely started to notice like the lines around the edges of my forehead.
Ooh,
I definitely don't have like, it's not. Like, I don't have the 11s or anything like that so much, but it's, like, around here. And maybe okay, I'm noticing it more on the sides of my forehead because I'm balding now as well. Mm. So yes. I'm just paying extra attention. But no, it's not even that. It's just, like, you know, I'm 36. This is when it starts happening, you know?
Yep.
Especially for, like, you know, my sisters and my mom. Like, we have been blessed with really good skin thanks to my mom, but mid-30s, late 30s is, I feel like, when I remember them, they started talking about, not my mom, but my sister started talking about wanting to do things. Neither of them have ever done any sort of injectable.
What?
I know.
They look great.
And I'm like, they look great, you know, and to each their own. I think they definitely have, you know, come up in that generation where I don't think it's a little bit more hush-hush, right?
Right.
I feel like in their late 40s, early 50s, whereas like our generation's like, okay, let me tell you everything that I've done to my face.
Right.
More so, I think. So anyways, just been looking at myself under the harsh light and I'm like, what am I waiting for? Like, I'm absolutely not against it. And I just think like, let's see what it can do.
Yeah.
I've seen what you've done for others, Botox.
So I wonder what Dr. Sam will suggest for you. If she'll suggest Bobo.
Right.
Or she'll say maybe Dysport is better for this area. Because she's been really good at kind of guiding me. When I get it in the masseter muscle, which is, you know, where you clench and grind and...
Oh, the TMJ?
When I get Botox there, it helps me a lot because it really does relax that muscle, but almost too much because it's so concentrated in that area and doesn't spread as much. So when I yawn, sometimes I look like I'm having like a spasm because it's so concentrated and intense. And it obviously depends on the units you get, but like, I actually have a really pronounced masseter muscle on the right side of my face. Like if you see me in person, sometimes it looks like I have like a little bit of a shadow, and it's because that muscle is so prominent. It juts out a little bit. It's crazy.
But it's different from a cheekbone?
Yes. So this is my cheekbone.
Right. This is your cheekbone. And then right underneath.
You can't see it right here, but literally I'm looking.
I can see a little shadow.
See the shadow right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's from my muscle. So she
from clenching.
Yep. And I have my mouth guard, and we've talked about that at length. But
oh my God, side note, Matt went to the dentist and he fully grinds his teeth at night. And I'm like, you're driving me nuts. Put in your mouth guard. And sometimes he forgets. A lot of times he forgets. He went to the dentist and the dentist was like, sir, your teeth are chipped. like you have been doing such damage to your teeth where your mouth. So if you are listening and your partner is telling you that you need to wear your mouth guard, or you're like, I have pain when I wake up, go consult your doctor or your dentist, and also just put in your mouth guard, because it's much more serious. You might not be able to see it, but when they look in there with their little tiny mirror thing and their microscope glasses, it's chipped.
For vanity reasons, if anything, because the
totally.
If your teeth start deteriorating, you're going to start aging rapidly. Rapidly.
Oh, and like, let's talk about the cost of all that stuff, too, when you have to, like, replace it. It's just cheaper to wear your mouth guard.
Yeah. Dental care in this country, yes, it's too expensive. So wear your freaking mouth guards. But when she recommended Dysport to me, one thing she said she liked about it was that it spreads a little bit more. So it covers, like, a little bit more surface area. So it's not as concentrated. So she, like, puts it in certain areas of my face for that reason. But, like, I don't think she puts it when she does, like, a little bit of a brow lift on the edges of my brow. I don't think she does Dysport there because she doesn't want it to spread into my forehead type area, because I get Spock brow. Like, I'll get, like, the really heavy brow and look crazy. So there's, like, an art to this, and this is why I tell every single person, you need to find a provider who truly understands facial anatomy, who you feel is listening to you, who is board certified, perhaps, or licensed in some aspect, and you need to know how long they have been injecting people and how often. Are they doing it every single day? Or is it something that they're doing once a week? Like, you need to know these things from people. I think also getting recommendations from friends. But then again, like...
But your face shape could be different, you know?
Right. And sometimes your friends are not getting these things done, and you're like, I want to try it out for myself. So just...
Totally.
Get on Yelp. I think Yelp is so helpful because you can read, you know, everything that's gone wrong with a practitioner on Yelp. So get on there, read Yelp reviews, and then do not jump around. Once you find someone, you need to listen to that practitioner and treat their word as the gospel. Do not be jumping around getting Botox here and Botox there and Botox
totally.
Everywhere. Like, one person should be injecting your face.
Kirby, so you get a mix of Botox and Dysport, or just Dysport?
Recently, I've just been getting Dysport because I haven't been getting my masseter done.
Got it.
But she'll do Dysport in my neck. She'll do Dysport for my 11s and for my crow's feet. And then for a little bit of like a brow lift. I haven't gotten it done though since December.
Okay. And you are more like a once or twice a year type of.
I'm not in there every 3 months. I probably honestly should be if I wanted to like keep it up, but I go probably twice a year for a neuromodulator.
Have you considered, or has Dr. Sam talked about Daxxify at all?
Yes. So she had Daxxify, and Daxxify is the long-term indicated botulinum toxin that's supposed to last for 15 months, I believe, but in a certain area. I can't remember what area it is indicated for. And we know that cosmetic dermatologists will do things off-label. So, like, that's not the problem. I just can't remember where it's been studied and indicated for to last that long. And she had it in December.
And, yeah, okay, I feel like she talked about this with us, and I just completely forgot.
She had it in December, and she was one of the first people to get it, because Daxxify is not... It's similar to their filler... RHA, where they aren't just giving it to everyone. Like, people, not every practitioner that wants it can get it, gets it. Like, you have to be approved, kind of. And so she had it and was like, I'm going to try it on myself. And I was like, okay, you got to keep me posted
on
how it works. Because they were like, well, do you want to try it? And I was like, I think I'll let you be the guinea pig in this situation. I don't want to be the one trying to figure out, like, oh, my face is stuck like this for 15 months or whatever.
Did you see, by chance, Amy Chang, Bon de Vivant's Instagram today?
No.
Okay, there's like this new like jingle about how you're breaking up with Botox. It's like a sound. It's probably on both TikTok and Instagram, but it's like something new's coming. And I'm curious if it's for Daxxify or if it's for something else, but it's a really cute song about how the person is breaking up with Botox.
Oh shit. I would
go watch it right now.
Okay,
watch it right now.
I would, first of all, Amy, what are you doing, boo? Like, why would you like publicly proclaim you're breaking up with Botox? Like, I like Dysport, but I'm not going to be like anti-Botox, girl.
Right.
That is like, I mean,
totally.
That's bold.
I know. It's a very bold statement.
Okay, hold on. Let me find it.
It should be the most recent one. I just saw it this morning.
I went to see the dog feeling kind of blue. My Botox wore off. What was I to do?
Do we think it's for Dysport? Or sorry, not for, for Daxxify?
I think it's probably for Daxxify. If they say there's something new...
There's like a big push for Daxxify. It's like everywhere right now.
Yeah, because they have shitloads of money.
Who owns Daxxify, Kirby?
Revance. So it's okay. Revance, who, full disclosure, I have partnered with them in the past. I partnered with them on their filler line called RHA. Which is also a long-lasting line of filler. This is so interesting to me. Hold on. I'm going to get on TikTok to look up this sound. Because
okay.
It's definitely, they've definitely made it for TikTok, not like for reels.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Hold on. Break up with Botox. You know what's crazy is that they're just naming Botox.
I know.
Like they're naming their competitor. Man, Botox is probably like, can y'all get off my jock for
totally
sake? Like, this is crazy. Hi, babe. Time to move on. Check us out. Breakupwithbotox.com. Okay, this is this.
Breakupwithbotox.com.
Yes. Okay, breakupwithbotox. Wow. The Revance has really sucked us in. They have really sucked us in. We fell for this marketing.
It's really cute. I need something long lasting. Consider yourself single. It's like a post-it note.
Yeah.
From Sex and the City.
Ending your relationship is a big deal, but you've got this. We asked ChatGPT to help write a few breakup lines to help you move on. When you're ready for something long-lasting, we have someone you should meet. Watch an awkward breakup. Watch a cheeky breakup. Yeah, it's Revance. It is for Daxxify. And it says, because it says copyright.
Got it.
2023 Revance Aesthetics, ChatGPT, used in part to generate this ad. Not affiliated with, sponsored, approved, or endorsed by OpenAI, owner of ChatGPT, or Allergan, owner of Botox, Daxi-004325.
Are they going to be sued? No, they can't, because this is like, they didn't say anything really bad about Botox. They're just saying break up with Botox.
Well, I mean, they're saying break up with it, and they're saying it's not long lasting, but that's technically true. It's not
right.
As long lasting as Daxxify,
which is, some would argue, a pro to using Botox, because
attorneys at Glam, that's what I'm calling the people that are lawyers that listen to us. Attorneys at Glam, will you please call or text the hotline and let us know regarding legal? This is pharma, so the legal had to be there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, the fact that they have to say here, too, at the bottom, like, not affiliated with, sponsored, approved, or endorsed by, or, you know.
Amy had to say that in her caption.
Yes.
Not endorsed by Allergan, creator of Botox. So, which is actually really interesting to me. I would love to know the legal behind this, because this is actually, like, a fun campaign, and pharma is notoriously unfun. It is like a nightmare to work with pharma. They are so boring. They can't say anything. They can't do anything. Everything has to be legally sound and legally approved. It is very by the book. It is great money, but truly a nightmare. So Amy Chang, by the way, is probably making bank on this.
Good for you, honey.
Good for you, Amy. Support those children. And,
yeah.
But also, like, I would love, I can't wait to see what she's going to post next.
Right.
Because I wonder how by the book it's going
to
be.
Totally, because it has to be. Okay, so when you type in break up with Botox, and then you, oh, wow. When you type break up with Botox, it then transfers to breakupwitholdtox.com. Did yours change to that?
I don't know. I just clicked something that said meet your new boo. And when you click it, it's Daxify's website.
Yeah. So it definitely is Daxify.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you're right. Break up with old top. These people are a little sneaky, but I kind of like it.
I know. It's kind of, it's very smart and fun.
I actually love this.
On Daxify's website, it says Daxify may last up to twice as long as conventional frown line treatments for some. And it's saying that, okay, so that's what it is.
You know what, Amy girl, I'm on to you. I know what's up. Hold on. So she's
sleuthing in real time.
She posted a video.
Let's talk about how to soften the look of deep laugh lines. In this video, I'm going to tell you everything that I've tried that's worked and that didn't work, starting with the most expensive options and going to the least.
So this is smart because likely she already knew she had this partnership.
Sure.
This is smart strategy. This is like what I try to do.
To help it feel more organic. Yeah, totally.
So she talked about her frown lines, her laugh lines, and what she's done to try to fix them. I think she mentioned PDO threads. I think she's mentioned filler. I think she's mentioned a few other things. Is indicated for frown lines. Yeah, frown line treatment. She now is like, I tried these things and these things worked and these things didn't. But then also, and that's the part of this that has to be by the book, because she can't say, I got Daxify in my 11s. I got Daxify for a lip flip. She's only going to be able to talk about the frown lines.
Got it.
God, this is, first of all, I could kiss you on the mouth for bringing this up right now, because this is literally like, y'all are hearing this here first. I guarantee you nobody else is talking about this. When you listen to this episode, just know you're a part of something that is not being discussed.
Yes.
Outside of this Zoom right now. We are on it. Friends, this is why you need to share this podcast, because we are giving you the tea. We are telling you Amy Chang's entire social media strategy.
Amy, you can confirm or deny. We should have her come on.
You need to confirm. We know that this is what's going on. Like, we are not dumb. We have eyeballs. This is great. I love this so much. This is why I love you. The fact that you brought this up.
I will do whatever Dr. Sam advises, but it was like a sign, because right. I've been like thinking about, but also not really, well, maybe the frown lines too. We'll see what Dr. Sam says, but it was just like top of mind, and then that song came up and I was like, this is a really cute song. They got me with the jingle.
Yeah, I need to look into who sings it, because I'm like, I wonder if they hired like a TikTok singer
totally
to do it, like that Jax girl.
Yep.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think so. What is?
She does the Victoria's Secret song. Like, the lyrics fail me, but it's basically like Victoria's Secret. I know what her secret is. It was created by a dude. And then Victoria's Secret was like, cool, you completely derailed our like reinvention, where we're like trying to be cool and like inclusive. And basically she comes out with a song that's like, screw y'all, you gave me an eating disorder and I thought everyone looked like this and they didn't. And now she partnered with Malibu Rum to remix the Pina Colada song.
Wow.
That is an entire career for her.
Oh like, my gosh, good for her.
Write it, Jax. Write it. Do it.
I'm really into the catchy TikTok jingles.
Same. And I'm just shook that a pharma company.
I know. Like, how long do you think they had to like plan this strategy out, you know?
Because it just got approved for use in the United States like last year, and they were like trying for years before that, but they couldn't get approval, and then they just finally got approval. So perhaps they were anticipating approval and then working on this.
Yep.
Maybe I'll just message my friends at Revance.
Maybe you should
give us
maybe
the tea.
You should. But okay. Anyways. So Kirby, what besides like all of these helpful tips, anything else that I should know before heading in?
I think the first time you get it, it's going to feel foreign to you. You're going to be like, why can I like not move this one part of my head? It is a bizarre feeling. So you do kind of have to be like, oh, like some people just don't like it and they don't get it. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I remember being like, oh, that's weird. I can't like frown. Like I can't like, you know, really squint, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you just get used to it and you're like, whatever.
Okay, well, once he's off the tit, we're heading in.
Cade, better suckle up, buddy. Get in there. Enjoy. Because it's going away soon. She's getting botulinum toxin.
And we're heading to Dr. Sam's.
Woohoo!
Okay. Kirby, what is this product that you have been talking about after dark with Kirby?
Okay. As we know, we have been critical of J-Lo beauty on this podcast. Do we love J-Lo? Yes.
Yes. We just want the best for J-Lo. We want the best for every person who launches a brand.
Yes, correct. We want the best for her. So we were really not all in on that fermented olive oil situation. Like, you look real good, but we need a little bit more than this. Well, they launched J-Lo Body. And personally, I feel like J-Lo Body should have been launched first because, hello.
I mean,
the body.
The body. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
And literally, when you see the imagery of her on her website, her butt is truly, someone preserved that thing. Like, we need it to be around for all time. It is so gorge.
Did you watch her Netflix documentary?
No. Oh my God. On my list. On my list.
It's so good. You will be like, oh my God, I'm sorry that I ever doubted you ever. Like, you were just the hardest working woman on the planet. But she talks about, like, that era when everyone was making fun of her butt. And it was, like, okay. It's so crazy that, like, we used to live in a time when it was okay to,
and
like,
make.
And now
people are paying to have it.
People are paying to have her butt. And also, her butt is, like, it's just, it's like, it's perfect, obviously, and, like, the perfect size and everything. But it's, like, a lot smaller than, like, the Kardashians' butt. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It was, like, a normal, beautiful-sized booty.
Because it's her real booty.
Because it's her real booty. Anyways, it's just, please watch it if you have not watched it yet. If you
are, like, someone with a bubble butt who was called bubble butt all through middle and high school, this woman really made me comfortable having one. It was booty supremacy.
Oh,
it was.
I love that.
Enlightening the people.
If you need to just, like a, to watch something to, like, inspire you because you're feeling like you're in a rut, watch that. And you'll be like, okay, J-Lo, I'm ready. I'm doing this. Anyways, proceed.
Okay. So she launches J-Lo Body, I think last year, maybe early this year, IDK. And there's this serum. It is it's 4 fluid ounces. So it's pretty big. It's $60. Initially, when you think of, like, a body serum, you're like, $60?
Right.
Like,
you're like, what's the difference between lotion and a body serum?
But Mary Shook, who is a esthetician and cosmetic formulator, like, veteran in the industry, she was like, hey, actually, this is a pretty good price. Because if you think about it, for active skincare, it's 3 times the size of that. Plus, when you have something like peptides, it comes at a little bit of a higher price point. Like,
so
the cost is going to go up.
What's in it?
Says peptides, bentonite clay, and AHAs. And I was like, oh, cool. It's, like, a little bit exfoliating. It has the peptides, you know, all these things that I want in a body product, especially for, like, you know, lines that I might be getting on my chest and things of that nature. So I got out of the shower and I put it on. And I put it on everywhere. Not head to toe, but neck to foot, okay? And I was, like, rubbing it in, like, getting my tatas, like, getting underneath my tatas. Like, I got it under my booty. I put it, like, okay, I hate the term fupa, but, like, you know that upper pee area? Okay. I put it up there, not in there, not on my labia, not on anything in there, just, like,
it's not an approved use for inside.
The bikini area, okay? The bikini area.
Where the skin is. The outer skin. Yes.
Outer skin. So I was just like, okay, great. You know, put it on. I have my little, you know, I'm about to go in with the ceramide body lotion from them. And, like, within 3 minutes, I'm feeling a sensation. It's, like, cool and then hot. Cool and then hot. I'm like, am I having a hot flash? Like, am I going through menopause? Like, this would be extremely early. What's happening here? And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like, because of, you know, on that area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, looking on the packaging. I'm looking on Sephora's website and looking on JLo's website to be like, is there something in here that is making this feel this way? Or is this interacting with something else I have on my, like, did I get a faulty product? There is nowhere where it says that this, you're going to feel this way when you apply this. And
no warning whatsoever.
So that I made a plea.
Surprise and delight.
A little, literally it's called Titan and Tease Ultimate Body Serum. So it's teasing you, all right. It is teasing. It is. Go grab your vibrators, ladies, because you're ready to go.
Hold the phone. I got to go get this. I know exactly where it is.
No, truly. It is wild. So then I made a plea to all my cosmetic chemist friends, our formulators, what is in here that is making it feel this way? And Mary was like, so there is an ingredient, and I'm not going to say the name. I can't even remember it. It's long. I don't understand what it actually means, but it is essentially icy hot. So it gives you that icy hot sensation of the cooling and the warmth, the fire and the ice. And then Mo, another cosmetic formulator, he is a pharmacist and toxicologist, and I love him. He makes great videos. He does skincare myth busting, but he said that there is an ingredient. He said it has a warming sensation agent called, I'm not even going to say it.
Is it the capsaicin?
Oh, yeah. It works like capsaicin. So there's an ingredient, which I cannot pronounce, and it's an ingredient that works like capsaicin from hot peppers, but it's way less irritating and more enjoyable. And it can last for a few hours, and the sensation builds up quickly. So that, along with the icy hot ingredient, is what is making you feel that way. But JLo Body, you guys need to announce this. This is going to fly off the shelves the minute that the ladies hear about it. Hello.
But what was there no marketing around that's that you'll enjoy the experience? It's just it's going to tighten
it. It talks about the ingredients in it, not the ones that are doing this, but the key ingredients to firm and tighten and all these other things. And that's about it. It doesn't say anything. I'm like, first of all, anyone that's ever had a hot flash, I haven't. I thought I was having one. But if you're going through hot flashes, you're going to love this. If you live in the state of Texas during the summer, you're going to love this. If you just want a little alone time, you're just going to love this. I was telling Monica Blunder and Caroline, she goes by Shop with Caroline, and she's this 50-year-old woman who's incredible. Have you seen her video? She's like,
yes.
Hi, everyone. Public service announcement. I'm 51 years old. I can curse. I can dress however the hell I want. And there you go. And I was like, I became obsessed with her. And then I was sat next to her at this 111 Skin breakfast, and she was with Monica Blunder. And I was telling them about this because Caroline was like, do you have a favorite body lotion? And I'm like, well, this body serum,
what do you know,
is incredible. And they were both like, sold. Don't say less. I will be at Sephora tonight ordering this. So,
oh my gosh.
Anyways,
I can't wait to run to my
run.
I throws flips table.
Yeah.
Runs and goes and gets this body serum. I can't wait.
So
wait, but what? What a missed opportunity.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
They should be paying you for all this marketing.
Let's get in there. Let's get in there, JLo Body. I'm ready. It doesn't say anything.
That's a partnership that needs to happen.
But it says that it will visibly tighten and brighten over time while refining the appearance of skin tone and texture.
Okay. So yeah, besides feeling great, did you notice any tightness?
I saw on my chest, I saw a significant improvement, which I was really happy about because I don't like.
Oh,
yes.
After one use?
Yes. I was very excited about it. So, I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm using this product every single day. I haven't put it on yet, but I'm using this product every single day. I love it. I love it.
Wink, wink, wink.
But more so on my décolleté and not so much my kitty.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that.
Yeah. I feel that's. Let's be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all, I need you to proceed
just
with caution.
In case.
Don't get it all up in there. I don't need you to be scooping it in there.
Yeah,
don't
we can't
it.
Have any. We can't have any yeast infections or UTIs.
Literally, I'm talking about your bikini area. The area that
don't
you
go
could
inside.
See.
Yes. Just on the outside.
Keep it on the outside, fam. Please. I beg you.
Your fupa's going to be so nice and tight, curvy.
Wow, are you saying that I have a fupa? That is so rude. Do y'all hear her? I'm literally telling her she's beautiful every day, that she doesn't need Botox. She's like, oh, so you're fupa?
You called it that yourself.
What are you talking?
You said it earlier.
It's called fat upper pussy area. Are you saying that I have a fat upper pussy?
I've never looked, but there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yes, there is. I don't want a fupa. I want an oopa, an upper pussy area, not a fupa, an oopa.
I feel like I...
Don't make me get on Zoom and show you what it looks like so you can determine.
I feel like I have one because I've always been prone to, like, camel toes.
You and Khloe Kardashian.
Me and Khloe Kardashian.
The camel.
Yep, so I'm going to need this. I asked Stephanie Montez if Nu could come out with something for...
Yeah, they need to do something to, like, smooth. Just curb the lip situation.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, figure it out, sister. We're counting on you. Especially me with my poopa. Can you make tape to make it more like oopa?
I'm the one who has the poopa, and I've already begged and pleaded Steph to make something for me. I was just trying to relate. I thought that I had a fellow poopa.
How did we get here? Like that is how do we get here? Okay. We need to move on.
Again,
we
not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. Listen, fupas unite. Okay, we need to talk about something else immediately before we have no sponsorships on this show. Last week, we talked about Kat Sadler's facelift. And we had a really fun game plan and then just totally forgot to do it. So we... are going to ask each other, what do we think needs a facelift in society? This can be literally anything.
If
you had all the power, what would you facelift? Sarah, I want to ask you first. What do you believe needs a facelift?
Okay, just top of mind because I'm drinking a cold brew right now.
Yes.
I think Starbucks needs to get rid of their olive oil coffee drinks because no one wants that. Why is anyone ordering that? Tell me. Have you ordered it?
I don't know. No, but it sounds like
it sounds disgusting.
Toilet. Yeah. It sounds like you will be on the toilet
gross.
For hours.
It sounds like it's going to send you to the toilet.
Yep.
And I need them to make the other delicious cold brew flavors like a year-round availability. Not
like
just
what?
Like the pistachio one.
Oh, you like that? Okay.
Oh my God, I loved that. You didn't try that one?
No.
So our dear friend Jack, friend of the pod and friend of life, who is like, Jack. Should be sponsored by Starbucks because he's tried like every single flavor, was the one who turned me on to it. And then I was like, wow, this is so delicious. And then ever since then, I like have tried almost all the flavors. And then it's like, I just want the one that I had. Why can't you make it available all year round? And then now they have the olive oil. I'm like, no one wants the olive oil. That's gross.
Right.
I just want the classics. Give me access to the classics all year round.
Okay. Sarah's going after corporate America.
Yeah.
With her facelift. Starbucks needs a facelift.
Starbucks needs a facelift.
Okay.
And more, moreover, the new cake pop that is shaped supposedly like a bumblebee. It's not a bumblebee. Okay.
What is it?
No, it's supposed to be a bumblebee, but it looks like a cat or something. It didn't look like a bumblebee. I'm paying you $3 every time because Zoe wants one. I just want it to look like a bumblebee.
And it doesn't look like a bumblebee.
False advertising. It's delicious still.
Okay. That is
Starbucks.
A good one.
I'm coming after you.
Kirby,
right,
what
Starbucks. Needs a facelift?
I think that social media needs a facelift.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm really trying to get into existential meaning of life things for facelifts here, and social media needs to be the first thing that gets a major overhaul. There needs to be limitations put in place. I don't think the human race should be trusted with being able to post whatever they want, whenever they want. Because simply, we do not need to know a lot of these things. I don't need to know that you got in a fight with your husband and like the three things to learn about that. I also don't need to know a lot. I don't need to know a lot of things about a lot of people.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, Kirby, there is a group that you'll hopefully one day join me on Facebook called LA Mommies. Have you heard of LA Mommies?
No. Is it absolutely chaotic?
The chaos, Kirby.
I'm sure.
Where people will go, and I'm like, where are your friends? They go and post and they're like, I caught my husband cheating on me. What do I do? Or, you know, things like that. And I'm like, why are you posting this on a public forum? Why don't you not talk to a therapist?
With your name attached. Again, I mean,
with your name attached. I have no idea. But also, Kirby, what you were talking about on your Instagram with everything that happened with the Titanic,
submersive.
The fact that people were like turning it into like this big joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you need to just like walk away from social media.
That's partially why I'm bringing this up, because I think that we've gotten to a point in humanity where the death of people is now something
being memeified.
Yeah. And things like everybody has an opinion on, which you're totally entitled to. But I think the death of a human being is bad, no matter who it is or whatever. Like, I personally think that we've gotten to a point where if you are good riddance, then maybe you do need to log off for a long time. I think that if we curbed how often people were allowed to comment and platforms were more
proactive
about what was constituted as being against their rules and, you know, regulations and things of that nature, it would be a better place. For instance, what if you were only allowed to comment one time a day? Like, you could not comment on multiple posts. You had to think really hard about what you wanted to comment on. It would probably, a lot of people probably wouldn't comment because they'd be saving it all day, being like, is there something that I can comment on here? Or they'd be like, you know what? There was this thing I saw this morning. I have my one comment available. I'm going to go and comment on that post that I saved or that post that I saw this morning.
I feel like you probably comment maybe more than I do just because you're a little bit more active. But like, it's like you're you're a normal, smart human being. And so when you're commenting on something, you're like sharing like a valid, you know, perspective. Whereas I feel like I just like for me, it's like it would be easy for me because I'm like, I don't really comment that often unless it's something that I feel super, super passionate about or I'm like being positive about something. But I feel like I don't know that many people that like comment like all the time. But
well, here's
there
the
must
thing.
Be because there's so many comments.
Yes. So it's not to keep people from commenting nice things
intelligent
things. It's to keep people from being assholes like the majority of people on the internet are.
Totally.
Are behind a cell phone and don't have any repercussions of saying something snarky, rude, mean.
Right.
And that's why I want platforms to rethink what they consider against their, you know, what violates their terms of service. Because
yes.
I called someone a dumb hoe because they were a dumb hoe. And they told me that went against their rules and regulations. But then when somebody is relentlessly attacking me for how I look, they're allowed to comment whatever they want. And as long as they don't say hoe, dumb, B-word,
so
whatever, then they can keep doing it unless I block them. And I don't think that should be, I think that you should be able to, it should be curbed. So if somebody,
absolutely,
like, it would require more of these platforms because they'd have to hire actual, and they do hire actual human beings, but there's only so much that they can see. But it would have to be like, okay, is this person being mean? Like that's what I want it to be. It doesn't matter if you're like threatening somebody's life or you're simply just being a dick. Both of those things should be violations of terms and you should be removed from a platform.
Totally. Okay. But what I also wanted to add to the fact that like these people who are commenting relentlessly negative things, you know, attacking people, typically they have like 2 followers. They're hiding behind a photo that's not of them. It's not even their name. I don't even know if it's a real person. It's like a burner account. But there are so many of those people who are hiding themselves behind these burner accounts. So I do feel like, Kirby, I'm agreeing with you. There needs to be some sort of regulation where it's like, okay, if you are on here and you're commenting, it has to be like when you're selling something on Facebook Marketplace. Again, me talking about Facebook Marketplace. It has to be like your app, like it's actually you.
Yes.
Like it, here is your photo and here is your full name, and you have to stand by your comment.
Yes.
Because it's public 100%. Now. Like you have to
you
own
have to
it.
Stand
like, you
by
can't
your
just
comment.
Be like this, like this cat face in like your little profile picture that has two followers and you're like, who are you even? Of course you're saying this nasty thing because you're not like, there's no real name.
There's no accountability. There's no accountability. And I think that you're so right. Another facelift moment for social media, you have to use your real name. You can't be so-and-so. You can't be like Trixie Dixie 579. You have to literally be Kirby Johnson, Sarah Tan. And if there's multiple, then you have your birth date in there somewhere.
That's what Facebook was when we all started, right? It was like you had to go to a university or a school.
Yep.
You had to like, it was your first name, last name. But like, this was before all the, you know, catfishing. Like, we need to get back to that.
That was when Facebook was good for humanity.
Yep.
That's where it should be. Social media needs a major facelift. And
it does.
If I had a major social platform, my rule would be if someone is literally just being annoying, you get kicked off the platform. I don't care. Like, these are private companies for the most part. You know, they're not like publicly owned yet for the most part. So for me, I would be like, my rules.
It's not freedom of speech. Yeah.
That's the only thing I agree with Elon Musk. Is that he's running Twitter the way he wants to run it. It doesn't make sense. It's nonsensical.
Yeah.
And most of it's bad, but he's running it the way he wants to run it. If I had my own social media platform, I'd be like, we're not tolerating annoying at the minimum and truly asinine people at the maximum.
Right.
Like, it goes without saying you can't threaten somebody's life here.
Totally.
But you also just can't be rude for no reason.
And I wonder how that, like, regulation of comments would affect, like, young people's usage of social media, you know? Because obviously
might not be on it.
There is, yeah. And like, especially how social media is affecting young girls who are obviously in the comments reading, like, let's just take it out. Let's just have the nice photo of someone and let it be done. That's it. Like just like a photo album like it used to be. That's it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.